Hello, everybody, and welcome to Real Stories, episode 48. I am your host, Tino Perez, and today I have three Let's Not Meet type stories for you guys. So, without any further ado, let's get started. This happened a few years ago, right before the pandemic hit. In fact, I know the exact date because it spooked me to my core. It was February 18th, 2020. I was 14 years old, so you can imagine this was a pretty frightening moment for a young girl. My mother, younger brother, and I went to go see a movie that night. He wanted to see the new Sonic film, and I didn't really want to see it, so I went to go see the Birds of Prey movie. I had already seen it, but I wanted to enjoy the cinematic popcorn and hot dog experience, and quite frankly, wanted to watch it again. I had gone by myself to the viewing room, and it was completely empty. Just me in there. So I felt relatively safe being able to see the whole room, given that I was also at the very top. It was pretty amazing to have an entire room to yourself. Until it's not. About halfway through the film, I went to the restroom. The soda didn't last long. And once again, it was just me in there. Every room was in current running progress, so nobody wanted to miss the films. As I was finishing up, there was an elderly woman at the sink, about 70 years old. I thought that I was alone, but I suppose not. She was washing her hands right next to me, moving from her original spot. Now, for context, before I say what she said to me, I'll give you a brief description of myself. I have black hair, green eyes, relatively sharp features, high cheekbones, and arched brows. Yeah, a typical Disney villain, which I somewhat blame for her response. I think I'm somewhat attractive, but nothing to lose your marbles over. She had looked at me with the most subtle but unnerving grin, still with her hands under the water but not doing anything, and said, "Young lady, you are quite a gorgeous girl." I said thank you, and she went on to say, "A beauty like that is something only an evil thing can have. Your eyes are so hollow and soulless." She continued with that same damn smile. I was seriously starting to get creeped out, but I do live in the Bible Belt of Texas, so I chalked it up to her just being a nutjob. But then she got closer and said, without the smile, "You shouldn't have that beauty." I hurried and left as soon as I possibly could. I didn't like being alone with that woman anymore, and I waited outside of the restroom where it was populated, but she never came out. After 5 minutes, I went back to the viewing room and was paranoid for the rest of the film. I could not get that crazy lady out of my head. Like, who says that to a kid? I seriously considered getting exorcised by a priest after that encounter. After that, I told my mother, and she didn't let me go alone until I was at least 16. Never do I want to see that woman again. I still get paranoid anytime I'm alone in a public restroom. In fact, I avoid them altogether. I still don't know what to make of it. Yikes, guys, that last one was really creepy. And if you know me, you know that I've had some weird experiences with older ladies. So that definitely hit a little close to home. But so the name of the story is actually called "Old Woman at the Cinema Thought I Was a Demon," which is interesting because that's not even what I got from it. I was over here thinking that like this old lady is like a witch or a demon. So our author in this story is at the movies with their family, and their little brother wants to go see the new Sonic movie. This is in 2020, so I never actually saw that Sonic movie, either of them. I need to watch that. But so our author, instead of watching Sonic, wants to go see the Harley Quinn movie, Birds of Prey, which is pretty good, so I'm not mad at him for that. And when they go off and see the movie, they're by themselves in the theater, which is nice because you don't have to worry about like people talking or being loud or whatever. But also, it's kind of weird. And you really only get that if you're watching a bad movie or if you're at the theater at like a weird time where there's not a lot of people at the viewing. But when she's watching the movie, she has to go to the bathroom. And when she goes to the restroom, it's the same scene as the movie theater where it's pretty dead. However, seemingly out of nowhere, while she's washing her hands, this old woman appears. And the old lady starts off by, you know, trying to be, I guess, nice. And she's like, "Young lady, you are quite a gorgeous girl." Which, you know, from another lady is a nice compliment. But then she says, "A beauty like that is only something an evil thing can have. your eyes are just hollow and soulless. Like, damn, like, that's, how am I, that's what I'm giving off? Like, giving hollow and soulless? That's crazy. But also, she then says, you shouldn't have that beauty. Like, what are you saying? What are you talking about? What is she supposed to do about that? This sounds like a classic Disney villain where she's about to just, like, give her an apple or something and steal her youth and her looks. Very strange story, but it's really weird because I don't even know, like, how I would react. Like, I'm probably just, like, I don't know, cuss this lady out and leave the bathroom. But it's just a weird situation to find yourself in because, like, what does that mean? Because our author does say that, you know, she has black hair and sharp features, high cheekbones, arched brows. So they have, like, a conventionally aesthetically pleasing look. So I don't know why they automatically hop to, like, them being a demon because of that. Very weird. Watch out for those old ladies because they're trouble. We'll be right back with more creepy stories after this word from today's sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey guys, Mental Health Awareness Month may be over, but that doesn't make the problem less important. So if you're feeling stressed, depressed, anxious, or overwhelmed, you're not alone. And today's sponsor, BetterHelp, is here to help you. BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you. You can talk to your therapist in an online environment at your convenience. There is a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's network of 20,000 therapists that give you access to help that may not be available in your area. You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you can get matched with your own therapist in as little as 48 hours. You can then schedule video and phone sessions, plus you can exchange unlimited messages with your therapist. You can also request a new therapist at any time for no additional charge. So join the 3 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/realstories. That's betterhelp.com/realstories. All one word. There's no time like the present to take care of your mental health. So do it today with BetterHelp. This happened when the Night Stalker show was really big on Netflix, so it was fresh in our mind because we were watching it. Earlier in the day, I was in my room with my dogs and my roommate when we thought we heard the door open. We didn't think much of it until my roommate left the room a few minutes later and started screaming. And I heard the dog that followed her going nuts as well. The front door was wide open, and somebody saw her and fled. They had been in our house and presumably heard us in the room chatting while doing who knows what. Luckily, the dog ran the person off. We were really startled, but we figured that it was over and started locking the door and just thought that that was that. Later that night, as we were watching the last episode of the Night Stalker show, we heard the doorknob jiggle. It's like 2 a.m., so we paused and looked at the door, kind of shook and confused. When it registered what was happening, my roommate started to yell to them to go away and that the police were coming. My dumb self isn't too fond of calling the police, so I hesitated, but then they started banging something against the door to try and break it down. I grabbed my roommate, the dogs, and my partner, and we all rushed into another room to put more doors between us and them while the police were on their way. I also had to stop my partner from trying to go out there with a sword because we didn't know what this person might have or be trying to do. Luckily, he couldn't break down the door before the police arrived and he fled. They caught him and he fought, so he's in jail for a lot longer than he would have been. He admitted to police that he heard women when he came into the wrong house earlier, but no man, so he came back to, quote, find a friend. They never found the weapon that he used on the door, and he wouldn't say what it was, but it messed up the metal pretty badly. Oh boy, that is just a creepy scenario. So in this story, our author is watching a show about the Night Stalker. And if you guys aren't hip to that show, it's really interesting. It's like a true crime docuseries on Richard Ramirez, who was the Night Stalker. So he was a serial killer who was in California, kind of in the Golden State, yay area. And he killed a decent amount of people before he was finally caught. And his trial was crazy because he was like drawing pentagrams on his hand and claiming to be in tune with Satan and all this fake tough stuff. But he was a prolific serial killer and he's very well known. And the docuseries is really good, so definitely check that out. But on this day, they're watching that show and they hear somebody in the house. And their roommate goes to check it out and the front door was wide open and somebody saw her and fled. So that's already a crazy scenario, because what are the odds that you're watching something about a serial killer who famously broke in and killed people, and you have somebody who broke in while trying to watch that? Like, what are the odds of that? It's crazy. So then later that same night, they're watching the last episode of that show and they hear the knob jiggle, and it's like 2 a.m. And mind you, the Night Stalker is called the Night Stalker, so he did most of his crimes at night. So this 2 a.m. door jiggling seems very on brand. So it's very creepy. When it registered what was happening, they all kind of ran into a different room and they called the police, which luckily they showed up before the guy was able to break in. But that is such a scary experience. And it's so weird that it happened while they're watching that show, because it almost seems like the two are connected and it's easy to feel that way. Now, is there necessarily a connection? No, but the odds are very creepy. This story kind of creeped me out. It happened about 9 years ago, and sometimes it comes to mind. So, I was on an adult dating site. One of the fetish types. I know, don't judge me. I just was looking for some fun. Anyway, I was stupid and gave out more information than I should have. I was chatting with a guy. He had asked me at some point what I did for work. At the time, I was working at McDonald's, so I told him. He asked which one. I stupidly told him which one. We chatted off and on. We hadn't been chatting for too long. I also stupidly gave him my phone number at some point. He would talk about how he wanted to meet me on my break and have some fun on my break. I told him no thanks. I don't bring my lifestyle to my job. Anyway, so I checked my messages just before I was due to clock out of work. Luckily, I did. He mentioned that he was at my job and told me what he ordered. I think it was a Big Mac meal. I was like, okay, well, don't expect me to do anything with you. I'm not interested. He then got upset and wasn't accepting that I wasn't interested. I was also scared because I had sent him a face picture of myself, but I had never received one from him. I really wasn't too interested in him, so I decided I didn't need a face picture since I likely wasn't going to meet up with him. His interests weren't what I was looking for, and I have a hard time straight up saying that I'm not interested, and I normally just ghost whoever I'm not into. Now, luckily, I hadn't told him my work schedule, so he didn't know that I was about to clock out. So after I clocked out, I told one of my managers what was going on and that this guy who had seen on a dating site just showed up to my work and I have no idea what he looks like, and that I was going to hang out in the back in the break room for a little bit. Luckily, she didn't judge me and was just like, oh, okay. So I waited about half an hour before I left. I didn't have a car at the time and I had to walk home, and I was afraid that he would see me and try and pick me up in his car. Luckily, no one followed me, so I was in the clear. So, creepy guy, let's never meet. I don't think he ever messaged me, or I ended up blocking him or something. I don't know if this is really all that creepy, but it creeps me out that some random person just decided that he would show up to my job and expect me to want to meet up with him. So now I just give a vague response as to where I work. I don't work in the same town that I live in, so it would be hard to pinpoint my exact location. This opened my eyes and made me more aware of the information that I give out to strangers. Oh man, that is not a good idea to just show up uninvited to a girl's work that you're talking to. So in this story, our author is on an adult dating site. It's a fetish site. So there's some interesting people on there. And our author ends up talking to a guy on there. And she sent them pictures of her face, so they knew what she looked like. But she wasn't that interested in him, so she didn't get face pictures of this guy from the dating site. So dating site guy shows up to her job at McDonald's. Luckily, she didn't tell him what her exact schedule was, so she was kind of able to chill out in the back and hide. But the fact that he thought that it would be okay to just pull up unannounced to her job when they just started talking is so weird and out of pocket. Like, even when you're talking to somebody and it's getting more intense, I didn't want to visit, like, girls at their jobs, because it feels like you're overstepping. Like, there's a private part of their life that doesn't include you because you don't work there. So, I don't know. It's just a weird story. And another tie-in personally, because I used to work at McDonald's. So, I understand that, you know, they get some weird customers and there's a lot of interesting people that go in there. But the one thing that is also very true about when they say if you worked at some place that you don't want it afterwards, it really curved any sort of appetite that I had for McDonald's, because they used to give us like $5 worth of food to eat any shift, and your boy had no self-control in high school, so it was just not a good idea. And it was also at McDonald's, it's not a fun place to work. So to have this creepy experience on top of what I'm sure is already not the best working environment, I feel bad for the author, and I sympathize with her. There was one time, it's not even a let's not meet story, it was just like crazy thing that happened when I was working at McDonald's. This guy came in and like smacked one of my managers at the time. And he was like under the influence of a lot of pills. I guess they found him, because the McDonald's I worked at was right near a CVS, and they found him near the CVS with like a backpack full of pills. So this guy was like clearly out of his mind. But what was funny is that the cops were like making my manager like watch the replay to like get the identity of the guy or whatever. And the manager's like, you know, I feel a little silly just sitting here watching myself get slapped over and over. And that was funny. The amount of jokes that we had, like he wasn't at work the next week, was like, oh yeah, he don't come to work on Sundays anymore. He go to church now. Oh my God, that was funny. But no, definitely a creepy experience, and you absolutely have to be careful with what information you're giving out on these dating sites. Because even if it's a regular dating site, like, you know, Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, you have to be careful with that information, because people can find you. Like, your digital footprint is there, and some people know how to take advantage of that. So it doesn't have to just be like a kinky website that you're talking to people on where you need to watch what you're doing. You should watch what you're saying and doing and the information that you're giving out on like Instagram. So let alone a dating site, like just be cautious and, you know, when in doubt, block people. There's not much they can do once you block them and report them straight up. So whenever you're in a predicament where somebody's just weirding you out, just block them. And if they make another account and try and talk to you, block them too and report them. And I'm sure that they will start to leave you alone at some point. But yeah, what an interesting story. I'm glad that nothing crazy happened. Alrighty guys, that's going to do it for episode 48 of Real Stories. This week you have heard The Old Woman in the Cinema Thought I Was a Demon by Familiar Focus 8062. Then, Attempted Night Stalker Experience by Lady Trillia. And finally, A Guy I Talked to on a Dating Site Showed Up at My Job by Pristine Abroad 8913. All stories were read with the permission of their respective authors. If you have a story that you would like to hear on the show, please email it to me at thearspodcast@gmail.com. That's thearspodcast@gmail.com. And you can remain anonymous. Thank you guys again so much for listening. If you enjoyed, share it with a friend and leave a review, because it helps. So I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode. Until then, stay safe and enjoy the rest of your week.